Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. This is a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending September 29th, 2017. Remember the residential real estate bubble? It's been 10 years now. A little hard to believe. 10 years ago, a credit freeze was already underway, with residential values in trouble. And then the next year, well, you know what happened. Is residential bubbly again? Well, in some places, arguably yes. According to the UBS 2017 Global Real Estate Bubble Index, a wonderfully named index, by the way, San Francisco is the most overvalued U.S. urban residential market, followed by Los Angeles. Boston and New York are of fair value, while Chicago is the only undervalued major city in the study globally. The company stresses that it is not predicting a market correction in any of these markets, merely that some markets are more ripe for that kind of price movement than others, based on various factors. The term bubble refers to a substantial and sustained mispricing of an asset, the existence of which cannot actually be proven until the bubble bursts. Yet recurring patterns of property markets and property market excesses are observable in the historical data. Typical signs include a decoupling of prices from local incomes and rents, and distortions of the real economy, such as excessive lending and construction activity. Well, where do we find those things? In San Francisco, in the wake of the tech boom and buoyant foreign demand, real residential prices have soared 65% since 2012, according to the report. Price growth has slowed in recent quarters, but remains 6% above the national average. Despite the thriving local economy, average incomes have risen only 10% since 2012 and have thus not kept pace with housing prices, worsening housing affordability in San Francisco. It's a well-known story. In Chicago, by contrast, prices have risen by 15% in real terms since 2012, but remain 30% below their 2006 peak. Decreasing population, sluggish employment, and a lackluster economy and income growth hinder the recovery of broad-based demand in the Chicago residential market. That's all for this week. This has been the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read the Economy Watch column every day at those informative websites.